How does a team that strikes out 20 times, doesn't get anybody to second base until the eighth inning, win that game?
Really good defense and a solid bullpen effort tonight. You know, the guys were great, especially that last inning with Hanley and Mark Ellis making two great plays to get us up to plate again. It was just a great game, a great series.
Yeah, the bullpen has been solid since this turnaround began. They don't get nearly enough credit. But let's talk about Brandon Lee. He ends up getting the win again. This is a guy who's been maligned all year long, and now he's finding a little success.
Well, he's been working really hard, you know, on his mechanics and location, and his stuff looks great right now. It has the last few outings, and, he's just such a great teammate and a great guy, so it's nice to see him, you know, having success out there.
That's seven straight one-run wins for you guys. What would that tell you about this team?
I didn't even realize it was seven straight, but we're just playing hard every pitch. We're not giving away at bats. You know, we're really bearing down and making pitches. So it's fun to be on the winning end of those.
We're never quite sure what to expect from you in Toronto on Tuesday. You threw 90 pitches to get through 4 1/3 today. Much more efficient. What was different for you?
You know, I had good stuff in that game in Toronto. I just wasn't finishing hitters very good. You know, I was getting into two strike counts and then just making substandard pitches, you know, when I got ahead. And today, you know, I just tried to focus on continuing to make pitches and to finish guys when I got ahead.
Certainly a topic that's been worn out in this town, but since he just won the game for you, I got to ask you again about Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting. You know, we probably call it every time he comes up, but there was a number of us that said, oh, he's going deep right here, you know, and he came through and... a couple days ago in batting practice, he hit one out of the stadium, which is, I've never seen that. And, that was a bomb to end the game tonight.
God damn it.
Chris, is it a coincidence? It seems like when you start out well, the game just continues to roll for you. Is that a coincidence or it just seems to happen?
I started off good in my last game, too, in Toronto. And, kind of made some poor pitches after that, but... today I felt really good all game and was really finishing the pitch as well.
What was the conversation like on the mound when Don came out there to take you out or to see if you wanted to come out?
You know, I mean, he said, I know it's your ball game, but, you know, we got belly ready to go. And with the off day coming up, we had all our arms ready to go. So, I understand a 0-0 game, you know, he's trying to make the best strategic move possible. So I understood.
Chris, even going back to Little League, have you ever been a part of a 20-strikeout game for one team? And you won.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I mean, the last time I saw that was when Ben Sheets punched out all those guys against Atlanta and Milwaukee. I think he had 18 or something. But, their guys were on today. Cingarani had a really good fastball. He was able to elevate it. And, the guys they brought in coming out of the bullpen were all solid arms. So, just good pitching today.